truth in your life. Tell me the truth.
Because when I shop, the world gets better. The world is better. And then it's not anymore. And I need to do it again.
What about honesty? What about credibility?
Well, I wanted to tell you, but I only took the job to get to Willette.
Well, I wish you all the best with that.
Luke, I'm so sorry.
No, I understand. The whole thing was a lie. That absolutely makes sense.
Absolutely explain.
Okay. Explain. Explain.
Mr. West, I like Luke Brandon, but it would seem on recent evidence, Mr. Brandon allowed his objectivity to lapse.
Mr. Brandon?
Rebecca Bloomwood. Rebecca Bloomwood was the most vivacious, funny, inspiring woman I have ever met. And she lived a lie. We know that now. But what she wrote in her columns was the truth. She had a voice. She spoke to people who never believed that they could understand and who loved it when they found that they could. And I loved it. Rebecca Bloomwood let me down. The girl in the green scarf never did.
As for you, if Luke Brandon and his attitude aren't fitting in at Dante West, there's really only ever one solution. Maybe we should start a new magazine. A magazine driven purely by the voices of its writers. A part of the company, but outside the gates, you know?
Yeah, sounds great.
It's unexpected, but, you know.
You have drive, Mr. Brandon. And vision. I've been impressed. Oh, it'll be tough going to start, but that's the way Cy and I built this company, on the day that we put that sign up over the door. Dante West. That was when we knew that we'd made the right decision. So here's to our new venture.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to kill her. Mr. West, when you put that sign above the door, you wanted to make your name in the world, didn't you?
Oh, more than anything else.
So do I.